August blooms and quorum Methodist queen works only occasion.
Let's cut the bull.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Night Rebels number 2, the second ever joint podcast collaboration between your two favorite Hunger Games podcasts, Rebellion Radio and Nightlock. I'm Hurley Commons.
I'm Alex Bolova.
I'm Elena Thomas.
I'm April Grisanti.
And I'm Kira.
And Matt is unavailable, unfortunately.
Yes.
But
first ever time that he won't be on a Nightlock podcast episode.
Whichever show you are a listener of, we hope that you will join us in the other podcast that you are not subscribed to. Be sure to visit RebellionRadioPodcast.com and NightlockPodcast.com, or just look us up on iTunes. So, guys, if you did not already hear, the second trailer for the film has been released.
Woo!
And yay!
Woo. So, it also aired during the pregame show before the Super Bowl, so that's pretty big.
Yeah, how much money do you think they paid for that?
A lot.
Like, how many millions of dollars?
Upwards of 74 million. I don't know. I'm just
That's
kidding.
Probably true, but actually. They pay a lot of money to get in those little spots.
Yep, so let's listen to the trailer right now.
You want to see what I got you today? It's a Mockingjay pin. As long as you have it, nothing bad will happen to you. I promise.
Welcome, and happy Hunger Games.
I just love that. Ladies first.
I volunteer! I volunteer as tribute!
You're stronger than they are.
It's 24 of us, Gail. Only one comes out.
No!
Take care of them, Gail. Whatever you do, don't let them starve.
Edna 17, the girl on fire!
What did you say to your sister when you volunteered at the reaping?
I told her that I would try to win for her.
And try you will.
I just keep wishing I could think of a way to show them that they don't own me. I'm gonna die. I wanna still be me.
I just can't afford to think like that.
Okay, so awesome trailer. Now that we've heard the whole thing, we're gonna go through it frame by spectacular frame. And if you wanna follow along at home, you can do so with the trailer. I'm pretty sure they're all the same, but let's get it on. Alright, so starting second 7, we see Katniss giving the pin to Prim. So this is one thing that people have been talking about a lot. What is going on here? So Katniss is giving the pin to Prim, saying this will keep you safe. So when does Katniss get it?
Prim probably gives it back to Katniss.
It's like, I don't know.
Looking on the IMDb page, we do know that Katniss's father has been cast, and so most likely we'll probably get a flashback of him giving her the pin.
No, but when will she get the pin when she goes back into the realm?
Obviously.
Doesn't later in the trailer, Cinna give it to her, and he's like, shh, he does like this like finger thing, and it's just like,
wait,
I don't know. Yeah. It's like getting tossed back and forth between all these characters, and it's like, oh wait, who has it now? We should make a game out of it. Or something.
President Cell's gonna pull it out of his beard.
Where would Cinna get it? Like, does Prim like suddenly like know where Cinna is, and then like goes up to him and be like, here, give this to Katniss, and then creepily.
Yeah, because doesn't Cinna like give it to him? Prim doesn't know who Cinna is, you know? Like, he never comes to District 12. Like, they just meet on the train, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Prim has to give it to Katniss. Like, there's no other option there.
That's kind of dumb, though. Like, here you go. Oh, just throws it back to her before she leaves. It's like, why did Prim just give it to her in the first place?
I just think it would have been so much easier had Madge just given it to her. Like, had they not cut Madge. But
Yeah.
Yeah, but then it's like Madge has
but
to
Madge
be an important
definitely
character.
Not in, so that's.
Yeah. Because, like, honestly, that's really like the only purpose she serves in the whole series. Is, I mean, like, she obviously is there as, like, her friend, and, you know, there's obviously other reasons. But I think the main reason she's really there in the series is for the pin, and that's kind of
it. Yeah, but I don't mind that she's cut. I just thought they would handle it. I mean, they still probably will handle it well. I just don't see how they have, you know. So, moving on, she talks to Prim.
Talking.
So then we see the reaping scene, and this time, is this digitally added?
Yeah, it has to be.
That screen? Because yeah. I remember that shot, this, like, we almost got the same shot in the first trailer, but snow was not in there.
What's the timestamp?
14 seconds.
I don't like digitally added screens.
Yeah, actually, I have to agree with you on that. There's a lot of instances where we sort of see, like, TVs or maybe projections on the walls, and I don't know, something about it looks kind of off. It looks like it was added later. I mean, maybe it's just super HD cameras in the future look like that? Or TVs? I have no idea, just...
No, it definitely looks really weird, because, first of all, the thing, President Snow's, like, getting up, right? I'm pretty sure we saw that same shot in the trailer before. Mm-hmm. Because that shot looks really familiar. And it does look really like, fake. Like, it looks like it just added.
I think if you kind of...
Right. Yeah,
The edges, like, aren't put in well. So it still looks like it's, like, just a clip just put onto a YouTube video.
Kira, what do you think?
I don't know. It kind of, like, I'm looking at the shadow, and I don't know if it kind of goes with the rest of the shadows. Like, I'm looking at the stage shadow.
Right.
And it's kind of like the TV shadow should be bigger, I feel like.
Yeah, like, the proportions it doesn't off. Look... Yeah, but I see that, I notice that again later when, like, Peter's on the big screen, and I'm like, that looks really weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd think they'd be able to do it better, being such a big studio. I mean, it just doesn't kind of make sense.
And recently bought Summit, right?
Yeah, I know.
But hopefully that'll, I mean, maybe it looks good, I don't know. We'll see. So, moving on to 16, 17, we still see shots of the reaping like we've seen before. At 18 seconds, we see Effie say, oh, I just thought
that was so weird. Like, I saw that, and I was, like, so confused. I'm like, what is she talking about? Like, it didn't seem very clear to me when I first watched it. I'm like, what is she talking about? I just love what? Then I rewatched it, and I'm like, oh, what he just said, but it just, I don't know.
It seemed out of place, didn't it?
Yeah, it was just kind of awkward, I guess, in the context of the
trailer. It's just a weird random line.
Yeah.
And also, the mic she's talking into, it kind of looks retro, like, from the 60s, which is kind of weird.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be
does.
Futuristic.
Yeah, I mean, she looks 60s herself.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, but, I kind of like the line by itself, because it's, like, that's very effie, but it seems so out of place in, the mood of this trailer.
Yeah.
Because, we hear the music. I like the music, by the way, in this one, too. It's, like, this piano tune at the beginning. It's, like, dude. Oh, no, sorry, not piano. Guitar.
Yeah.
It's, like... And then you see Effie's face just cackling. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. But I do like the line on its own. But
well, I do think that Effie will probably be the most comic relief in this movie. I mean...
Haymitch is up there.
Well, no, because Haymitch, he does... I mean, originally he is a drunk, or maybe not so much of a drunk in this movie. And so but he does take on a very serious role. I mean, their mentor, you know, by the end he's very seriously saying, try not to get killed. But I mean, Effie is just your average capital citizen. She's just silly, as you sort of see in this clip. I mean, yeah, with such a dark movie, maybe she'll be making a joke every once in a while.
Maybe. I hope that.
Well, she just looks so, like, ridiculous, I guess, to me, just, like, from this still... At like, I think it's at 19 seconds. She,
19.
She's
good.
Just like, I don't know, like, just her whole, like, her makeup and her outfit and everything, it just seems so over the top. It just seems perfect, a perfect portrayal of the Capitol, I guess. And this is even, like, I guess, kind of toned down compared to the rest, which is kind of crazy. But I think just, like, her whole outfit is perfect just to show how weird and extravagant they are.
I think that, like, going back to, like, the whole comic relief thing, I think she'll be one of those characters that'll just randomly pop out with this happy, joyous, random thing, and then it'll just, like, break, like, all attention completely.
Yeah.
And then at that point, it'd have a chance to build back up the tension, so it's kind of, you're on a roller coaster kind of with the movie.
Yeah, definitely. So, moving on to 2021, we see her pull the names out of the bag. That's always good.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I'm gonna watch this.
Names out of a fishbowl.
All right, so yeah, so up to like 30, it's like pretty much the same reaping scene we've seen, just as powerful, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I volunteer as tribute. And then at 29, we see from the best-selling epic novels, and that is awesome. I think it was this. We saw that too, but Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It's great that they're giving credit to the books and everything and letting the audience know that hasn't already read the books that there are books out there. So people that are interested in the trailer that, you know, don't know anything about the fandom are going to go out and then read the books, hopefully.
Right, yeah. So they know, like, there's something they can go to.
Right.
And 30, we see Gale talk to Katniss. There's 24 of us. Gale only one comes out. 30. A lot of this, the first half of it, is really stuff we've already seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And heard. So, and 34 and 35, we see Katniss being like, take care of them, Gale. What do you think of, like, that part, 35? Like, her crying and going to Gale's arms.
Great actors.
Nice. Sweet.
I mean, it's sweet, but isn't it kind of contradictory? I mean, I know that, I mean, with the character in the book, I mean, she wasn't exactly running up to hug anybody and crying.
That's yeah, but they are trying to, I guess, play up the whole love triangle thing, and, you know, I don't like it, but I think that's what they're trying to go for. Like, even though it's not, you know, strictly a romantic scene or anything, just, like, having that there, I guess, kind of, like, makes, I don't know, kind of plays into that a little bit, I guess.
And it also kind of enhances Katniss's character because, you know, if she... what, you know, portrayed who she was more in the book, it kind of, like, she wouldn't show a lot of emotions, and that wouldn't be as entertaining for the audience, so, because we're not in her head for this movie, so she has to kind of be more emotional than she is in the book, because we don't get to, you know, see what's going on in her head.
Yeah, that's a good point, because, like, we won't know when she's sad or happy, because, like, you know, we won't be able to see it all in her face, so she does have to be more emotional.
That's probably going to be the biggest difference between the book Katniss and the movie Katniss, probably.
Right, yeah. So, 37 is one of my favorite shots of that entire trailer, and that's the train coming to the Capitol, and I have one thing to say, and that is wow. What do you guys think of the Capitol? Do you think it looks... good?
It looks like it's like
spectacular.
An island. Like, I didn't imagine it as like a random island in the middle of...
It looks like Atlantis.
It does.
But why
sort of,
is
like,
it
reminds
an
me
island?
Of...
Well, I don't think it's an island. I think it's just...
I think it borders on a lake. I mean, it looks like a big dam.
But that just seems kind of weird to me that it's just like this random body of water around mountains and...
I don't think that geography looks weird. I just like how... like, there's a dam, and then, like, the train is, like, spiraling towards...
Well, no
like,
doubt that it's really well-designed. I'm just saying, like, the whole placement is kind of off.
Oh, yeah. I think it looks alright.
And something that I'm actually sort of predicting for Mockingjay, if we're seeing this big body of water, this dam, they're going to have to get past this. And this could actually be potentially awesome, like, battle scene, like, maybe breaking down the dam or something. Or having to cross the water in, like, boats or something.
That'd be awesome.
Or them, like, climbing up it and, like, them some of them falling down and dying or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine them rappelling up. Or rappelling down.
What's right, the center building thingy?
In the middle of the... Wait,
what are you
talking
about?
Timestamp 39.
It looks... honestly, it kind of looks like a observatory.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
It almost looks like a planetarium where you go in and then you look on the ceiling with all the stars.
Yeah,
and
Well, actually,
the dome top.
You know what I think would actually make the most sense? If this was actually, like, it doesn't really look it, but if this was, like, the tribute training center where all the tributes stay, I mean, they're surrounded by water. They can't really get out.
That's a good point.
See, it looks too small to be anything really that big.
Or maybe it's...
But what do you have the interviews to see that it's small?
Maybe it's where the interviews happen. Because it looks like a little stage with, like, stairs. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Really? I think it was like a tiny, like, how big is this?
I think it doesn't look like it would be that big, although, I don't know, in terms of, like, the perspective, it might be bigger than we think, but...
Oh, no, I see stairs. Okay, now I'm kind of getting a picture. Yeah, I'm not sure, because they focus on that shot, like, that building specifically.
It's got to be an important building if they're focusing on it. Mm.
Right. Yeah. It could be
maybe it doesn't
Snow
matter,
Secret
and we're
Rose
just overanalyzing it.
Yeah,
that would be cool.
It could be a greenhouse.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
That's completely filled in. There's no windows or anything.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, okay. Don't kill my theory.
If you look to the left of the building, there's a long sort of highway, I guess, leading to it. So I can definitely see the chariots going that way.
Yeah. So I guess we'll find out when we see the movie.
Yeah.
But I do like the water. Capitol looks so good. Mm-hmm. So, 40, we see Stanley Tucci as Caesar Flickerman hold Katniss's hands up like we saw earlier. And then 43.
Wait, under the screen, all those people look so incredibly fake. It's ridiculous.
Under the screen. What time stamp?
40? Like, that just looks 40. So bad.
Oh no, it looks good, I think.
I think they did use real extras, like there were real people. I don't think they were CG or anything.
These look kind of CGI, and they look kind of like inhumanly jumping around, like one of those, like...
No, they look fine.
I don't know, it looks weird. It looks awkward. Like...
But the shot at 40 does remind me, like, see, there's another example of the screen. Like, there seems to be, like, a ton of screens in this movie all around.
Yeah, definitely.
And this one doesn't look too bad, but there's one later that looks really bad.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, so, anything else to say about 40? Alright, so 40, 41, we see the same... Any shot that we've seen previously, I'm just going to skip over, because we've talked about it.
Yeah.
41, 42...
Yeah.
40...
Can we talk about, like, what they're saying? Like, it's in the background, and then we see it, like, 43 and on. It's like...
What did you say to your sister when you volunteered at the Reaping?
I told her that I would try to win for her.
And try you will.
Her response is like, I thought her, Jennifer Lawrence's response was like really well done, I guess. Like, it seemed really genuine. That's at 46, I think.
Yeah. So Stanley Tucci, I think, is great as Caesar when he's like, try you will.
Best blue hair on an actor ever.
Ever seen.
Yep.
Anything else to say about that?
I like
his
silhouette.
His eyebrows
thing.
Are funny.
Yeah, he looks...
He's got blue
He looks
eyebrows.
So weird, but it's like, great.
But he's exactly how I, like, imagined him in the book, because he's sort of warm. He's not exactly, like, completely capitalistic.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you could almost picture him being on, like, the good side, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's sort of, like, in between, I guess.
Yeah, he's an in-betweener.
I think he represents, like, the age well, too, because he's supposed to be older, but, like, have a lot of, like, plastic surgery and look younger, so I kind of feel like that groove kind of goes with him, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So, 47, we see a shot of Katniss in the dark holding her arrow up.
Awesome.
I love this.
It's nice. It's a nice shot.
Isn't it
but
kind of weird? Like, her nose looks kind of weird. At first when I saw it, I thought it was a guy, and I was like, wait, that can't be a guy. It's gotta be Katniss.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, look at her nose. Like, it's really broad.
Ooh, I guess if you do pause it, it looks like a guy, but... I thought it was Katniss, but...
Yeah.
But do you guys think this is in the games or out of the games? It must be out of the
Why
games,
be
right?
Out of the game?
Yeah.
Because... Yeah. Well, who does she... Okay, well...
It could be either, I guess.
It could be in, but the reason I say it's... I don't think it is, because this whole trailer has still no shots of inside the games.
Well, yeah, but I mean, one half-second shot of Katniss shooting something isn't going to be a big spoiler. I think the reason they're doing that isn't to... is to not spoil people.
Spoiler alert, she hunts in the night.
Does she really, like, does she go out to hunt in the rain before she gets into the games? Like, when she's in District 12, it's the day before the Reaping, and it's raining, I'm gonna go hunting. Yay.
Maybe.
I don't think she ever did that in the book, though.
No, she was hunting the night, the...
Yeah, but she was hunting with Gale.
Well, maybe he goes behind
in the rain,
and the bow looks
in the
too,
dark?
Like, plastic.
Why not? It's 3 a.m.
It's 3 a.m. Do you know where your squirrels are?
Right. I don't know.
When we watch the movie, and I guess, like, a little over a month now, I'll give you, like, I don't know, a virtual pat on the back for being correct if this happens before the Hunger Games.
I do not think that this is in the games. Like, can I put money on this right now?
No. It looks like she's wearing a jacket that she wears when she puts it on a few seconds before.
Plus, her bow is not wood. Like, it looks like it's made of metal or, like, a fine plastic. So, her bow at home is made of wood. So, I feel like that's an indicator that she's in the games.
Don't do this.
If you pay attention to the jacket she just put on, and then you look, it looks like exactly
okay,
the same.
Okay, alright. We'll
bringing
find
logic
out.
To this podcast.
Okay, we will see. Alright. So, 47, 48, 49. There's another screen thing with the Katniss doing the three-finger salute. We've seen that.
Mm-hmm. Still my favorite part of the trailer.
That one looks like a better screen.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to criticize that, but it looks fine.
Triple split screen.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that effect is cool. And then 50, we see PETA in chairs with Caesar.
And Caesar's face is just so scary at, like, 50 seconds.
Hey!
He's got this, like, devil type of like, smile on. It's just so scary looking.
I love it. I love his suit. Can I just say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got a good suit.
It's, like, sparkly blue.
I think this is, like, the worst screen out of all of them. Like, what the heck is this?
Definitely. Oh,
this looks 50? Terrible.
No, 50 looks fine.
It looks
fine.
Terrible!
No!
Yeah, this looks like it was just cut and paste.
Yeah.
No, there's one farther along.
It looks 3D. Like, it looks like it's, like, supposed to be coming at you.
No, I think this one looks
okay.
Like,
it's
okay.
Too hipster to be in a box, so they gotta just make it the screen.
Too hipster? This is the Hunger Games where kids fight each other.
Well, I mean, it is all futuristic, so they could make it 3D without needing glasses or anything, I guess.
Well, you know, I'd love to imagine, like, in the film, them all watching the TV screen with the 3D glasses on.
That'd be awkward.
They'd look like night glasses.
I mean, that'd be like the point where on the bottom of the screen it just says, put on 3D glasses now.
So, how do we think PETA looks in this?
Oh, I like the red highlights on his suit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it
makes him look very striking.
Is he rocking the mullet?
The mullet?
Like,
does he have a mullet?
From my screenshot, it looks like he sort of has a mullet.
It's not a mullet.
At 50.
Yeah.
Not really.
No.
Maybe I just don't know my hairstyles, but...
You don't.
Well, okay then.
Is it just me, or does he look
obviously
like a warbler?
Obviously not.
But I like that, speaking of... the red highlight things in his suit. I like that him and Katniss's outfits kind of, like, complement each other. Like, they both have red in it. Like, I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And, like, that's sort of similar to what they do through the rest of, I guess, the books. They kind of just, like, dress so that they go together
coordination.
Well. Yes.
Yeah. So, at 51, we see Jennifer Lawrence looking as lovely as ever.
Yeah, definitely.
And then 52, we see the same "they don't owe me, I want to be myself" speech. Very, very touching. 54. That screen, if everyone can pause at 54, is bad.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm trying to find it. It's weird.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And the speakers on the end are completely just, like, although added
actually,
on.
About the screen, I just think it just seems kind of weird that they set up these giant, like, screens in the middle of like the cap, like the square of the district. Like, it just seems awkward, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but I think the awkwardness adds to it, because it's like, oh, you're so poor and the capital's so rich, we can just throw up screens here and there and do whatever we want, you know?
That's true.
I think, just the scene, like, where that whole, like, ending, what's it called? Like, the edges? Not the whole, like, stand, but the thing inside it. Just looks mm-hmm. copied and pasted. That's so bad.
Yeah, I noticed that.
That is just horrible.
Like, it looks like it's a green screen, and you can see the edges of the green screen.
Exactly.
Oh, wait, yeah. You can see the edge of the green screen. Is that really
maybe
what that is?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe they want it.
Usually green screens
that,
are a little more
bad.
Line,
no,
though.
It's not neon-y enough to be the edges of the green screen.
Yeah.
I think it's just supposed to look like the borders.
It's still
green
bad.
Screen is, like,
borders,
really
the borders of what, though?
Green
it's
type thing.
Yeah, okay, well, whatever it is, it looks, I mean, I guess I kind of like, I kind of agree with Kira how they propped them up, but seems, execution-wise, seems kind of shoddy, but, oh well, maybe it's remastered in the film?
Yeah, hopefully, this is just kind of a rough draft or something.
Yeah.
But only being a month away from the film, I'm kind of doubting it.
Yeah, that's true. We'll see. I mean, right now, we're only like a month and two. They must be done by now.
Yeah, I mean, they could have made this back in, like, September or something, right when they were done filming, but... And maybe they, you know, they were just waiting to, like, have this come out and while still producing the rest of the film, so this is all kind of raw material.
Yeah.
Right,
maybe
yeah.
It's like a projection or something. Not like a TV screen, but, like, they're projecting it from afar.
Yeah, maybe.
From afar.
I hope so.
Yeah. So, at 55, we see also one of my favorite shots of the trailer that we have not seen before. And it's Katniss and PETA in some sort of elevator? Like, does anyone know what this
maybe
is?
Maybe it's
the training center
the interview
elevator?
Where Actually, no, that wouldn't make sense because they're not in their outfits, but I was going to say...
They're in the training.
They're going down to the training.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just think it looks so epic, like the angle at which it's, like, from which it's filmed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you can how, like, and, like, anxious Peeta looks, and then Katniss kind of just has a blank face, like, you know, that's an example of just kind of their characters. Good.
And the lights in the back, like, flickering.
Yeah, even, like, Peeta's jaw, you can see it's, like, clenched kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, 56, we see a branch on fire fall down from Katniss.
And I think and this
and we also
is
get a
Zirina.
Shot of the backpack.
It has to.
Yeah.
From the fireball.
Oh, right, okay, so I guess...
Just an average day in District 12.
Yeah, I mean... I think that they did put some stuff from the arena in it, but I'm not, like, upset that they put in some stuff, because it's not, like, a huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
And also at 56, we see the orange backpack. I know we kind of got a glimpse of it on the first, like, lengthy trailer, but I feel like this kind of shows a little more detail, that it's kind of black and orange.
Yeah, the backpack, the orange backpack.
Yeah, because some fans were upset that she grabbed, like, one that was mostly black back in the original trailer. But I think it looks orange to me, so.
Yeah, so wasn't there, like, some big controversy a while ago, like, is the backpack orange or not?
Yeah. Because when you see, like, the countdown, and then everyone starts running off of their platforms, she grabs a backpack that's, like, mostly black. So the fans were really upset with that, which is, like, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's a color of a backpack, but.
I know, like. It's fine.
There's other things
I wouldn't
to
have
nitpick.
Cared if it wasn't orange, but it looks gloriously orange right now, so.
Yeah.
So, 57, we start seeing the same dialogue between her and Peeta on the ledge. I just can't afford to think like that. Ooh, and now 59 is we get some more interesting shots. Cinna, at 59, we see Cinna, like, looking at Katniss's Mockingjay pin, and then going, shh. So, what do you guys think of this?
It raises questions.
It raises questions, but does it raise answers?
Yeah, it's weird because I think, like, I've heard people wonder if they're trying to make it seem like bringing the Mockingjay pin is, like, you're not allowed to because, you know, they're, like, throughout the first book, we know that, like, you have to have whatever your token is, it has to be approved. And so maybe they're trying to show that this wasn't approved, which doesn't really make sense, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure, I don't know, maybe he slipped her something else that wasn't in the books?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe,
I don't know, it's still kind of...
Maybe they're gonna
try... It's still kind of a chilling shot.
Maybe they're gonna try to go along with, like, the angle that, like, the Capitol doesn't want the Mockingjay pin in there because it's, like, a form... They know that it's a form of rebellion, so...
Oh, so you're saying that they don't approve it in the...
Yeah, maybe, like, beforehand, the Capitol doesn't want it because they know that, like, the Mockingjay maybe before, you know, even these Hunger Games happen, the Mockingjay pin is, like, a sign of rebellion and they don't want to promote that.
Hmm. Yeah.
It's also a sign of, like, Capitol failure because everything that they try to do, like, they made this hybrid, like... And it backfired on them, so it's kind of like shoving it in their face, like, yeah, we can be better than you, we can overthrow you, you do have, you know, flaws.
Right, yeah, it's basically saying you don't control everything.
Right, yeah.
But Lenny Kravitz looks good at Cinna, but,
Yeah, he has some gold eyeliner.
It actually works for him.
Oh, yeah. I didn't notice that. Yeah, that looks good.
And he also has a ring on his finger. I'm just going to start pointing out all these things.
Yeah. No and fancy
he also
beard,
has an
though.
Earring, which we already knew.
Doesn't he have, like, looks like he has two earrings. Oh, snap.
Uh-oh. Double earring. Watch out. That was 1 minute, and at 101, we see the Hunger Games fiery logo.
Hooray.
That concludes the trailer. So, and then at the end, at 105, we see March 23rd, the world will be watching in theaters and in IMAX, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. And then
we get that whistle that we've heard every single time.
Right, whistle. And Alex's amazing whistling skills.
That was not me this time.
Oh.
So, yeah, trailer, that's it. So,
also, just to add, on the last part at 105, it has hashtag Hunger Games 50. So it's also kind of showing that they're really reaching out to the fans, and, I mean, their promotion for this movie has just been absolutely spectacular, and they've really put a lot of effort into it, and that's just kind of another way of them doing it.
Right, yeah. So Hunger Games 50 is the hashtag if you want to promote it. But, like, what? Like, is that 50 just supposed to be 50 days?
Yeah,
because like,
I think this
50 days is only lasts for one day, so...
Yeah, no, right? I think, because wasn't it released online the when there was only 50 days left? When it promoted on TV, it was, I don't know, less than 50 days, but I feel like it was 50 days when it came out on Friday or whatever before the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think it was, but... They should have probably chosen like the Hunger Games because that's not gonna change.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying.
Yeah.
You know, I'm most glad about this end screen. It doesn't say in 3D.
Yes.
It's not a 3D movie.
Right? Oh my gosh!
God, I'm so sick.
As much as I want my night vision 3D goggles, I'm so glad.
Oh yeah, your night vision 3D glasses.
And it's still saying soundtrack available on Universal Republic Records, I think is what it says. So, I mean, I don't know what that's about, because as far as I know, the soundtrack still isn't.
I guess it'll be out, like, soon, but, like, we haven't heard much word from that.
Usually, I think they usually, like, maybe they release the soundtracks for most movies, like, same month, so maybe we'll see it in March, maybe?
I mean, it's, like, the week before, usually, isn't it?
Yeah, it's usually
really?
Before.
Really? Okay, I didn't know it was that. That later, but anyway, okay.
Yep. So there it is, frame by frame. Now we're just gonna go through some questions that are just general. First of all, I just want to know what you guys' first reactions were when you first saw it, and pretty much your general reactions. Alex, you can go first.
Well, when I first saw this, it was actually like a Thursday morning in the school library. My friends were like, "Hey, man, the new Hunger Games trailer was released." What? And so I watched it, had to be very quiet, but yeah, it was, I mean, it's a lot of the same footage that we've seen, and it is a bit short, even though I know that 1 minute and 11 seconds is probably about, like, $11 million, but there was a lot of new stuff in there, and didn't give away too much, so I think it's pretty good.
Okay. Kira, what do you think? What are your overall reactions?
Overall, I think obviously the first trailer was better just because it was basically all new footage for us. So the second one had a lot of overlap, which is understandable. But I would say that probably we did see enough new stuff. I would have liked to see a little bit more in the games. I thought that the second trailer was going to be... kind of more in the arena, as the first trailer was kind of all out of the arena, but I guess that didn't happen. That they're I think they're not showing, I don't know, I almost want to lean towards the side of they're not showing enough, but overall I'm pretty happy with it.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you. I liked it, but obviously it's not gonna have the same impact as the first one, where it was like the first time you've like seen videos of it.
Yeah.
First of all, I understand there's a lot of like overlap, but I just thought there was a ton of overlap. Like, we barely saw anything new. Did you guys agree with that?
Definitely. Maybe, like, I'd say, like, overall, probably, like, 20, at most, 30 seconds of new stuff, maybe. I mean...
Yeah, at most.
Like, there wasn't that much stuff that was new.
The first half of it, honestly, was full, like, old stuff. Mm-hmm. But,
right. But we
I still like it.
We don't want to be spoiled here. I mean, we want to see the movie and be surprised. And
right,
so,
but I know, but I would like seeing more of the arena, and also Haymitch was completely absent from this.
Yeah, it seems to me like they're just completely cutting out like Haymitch's characters from almost all of these trailers.
They want it to be a surprise.
Well, yeah,
a surprise, yes, but you gotta like intrigue us with
what
something.
Can they show of Haymitch? That's not. It's not gonna like ruin the trailer.
Him falling off the stage, him throwing
it's
up,
a
I don't know,
serious trailer. They're not going to show, like, some guy falling off the stage.
I think they cut that stuff out from the movie anyway.
Yeah,
I heard that.
I was going to say that. They cut
off the stage scene.
Yeah, they cut that out.
I heard that they, like, dramatically kind of, like, toned Haymitch's, like, drunkenness down, I guess you could say. Like, they...
Okay, that's fine, but, like, just... okay, fine. Show me some of, like, his dramatic scenes, like... him holding a whiskey bottle and telling Katniss the secret to the games. Or something.
Don't die.
yeah. It should have been "Stay Alive."
I heard that.
That would have been a great line.
I heard that they cut out.
I mean, like at the very end of the trailer.
Yeah, one piece of advice:
him,
stay
alive. Very close to the camera, going, "Stay alive."
That's not going to spoil anybody. I can tell you that.
Do you think that it's an indication of him not being in the the trailers as much as he's not going to be as big a character as he was in the books, or are we just kind of not, they're kind of just glossing it over?
I really hope they're just keeping it out of the trailers, because if they, I mean, he's so important, like, maybe it's just me being biased and me and his, like, me and Haymitch's bromance, but, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope that they don't, like, really change his character, because I think, from what I've heard, I'm not that excited about, you know, the changes they made, because it seems like they're trying to make it seem like he doesn't get drunk that much, or, like, you know, that kind of stuff. But I think the whole point of that is to show what the games did to him. So I'm really hoping that they don't, like, really, really change it. Obviously, falling off the stage and all that really kind of comic relief stuff, I guess that's okay. But, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. But the trailer overall in April, what'd you guys think? Like, overall thoughts?
It was really good. It gave me chills, because the stuff that we hadn't seen before was really, really good, and I liked it a lot.
All right. Elena? Same thing, usually?
Yeah, I mean, basically what you guys already said, I wasn't as impressed with it as the first one, but I wasn't, like, disappointed, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anything's gonna come close to the first one. Like, the first one, I got chills, and I was like, holy crap. Music, do you think it's from James Newton Howard and T-Bone Burnett, guys? Do you think it's them?
No, that's a good question, because as cool as the trailer music is, I am so sure I've heard that somewhere before. I mean, I feel like I've heard that in other trailer music. And not, like, from a while ago, but, like, recently.
Which part? Like, the beginning?
Yeah, the beginning guitar part.
It's like, do-do-do. I haven't heard it anywhere, but it doesn't, I mean, I like it, but it doesn't stand out to me as much as the first one did, because the first one was very distinct.
Yeah. I mean, it just feels like trailer music. It just feels right. Like sort of stock trailer music.
Right. I mean, it works. It definitely works.
Yeah. Just, I'm waiting for the Hunger Games theme. Like, I want the overture in the soundtrack.
Yeah. Definitely. So, you guys like the music? Everybody else?
Yeah.
Because, you know, me and Hurley are the resident music geeks.
If Matt was here, then...
Yeah, if Matt was here, he'd be going on for half an hour, so it's probably a good thing.
I was bummed when Matt was not on, but... Yeah, so do you guys think that non-fans will be interested or understand it? I think we talked about this with any trailer, but, like, I think if, first of all, I thought the first one, my personal opinion was that it was sort of vague. I mean, which is understandable, it's fine. But I dare say that this one is even more vague.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I think that it serves its purpose in just kind of intriguing you, and that if you are kind of interested in this trailer, you're going to look more into it. I think I said on the last trailer analysis episode. But I don't know. I feel like it would interest fans so that, you know, they'll start getting into it, but they're not going to understand anything, really.
Right, yeah. I mean, if I were to first see this, the only line that really hints to you the plot is this 24 of a scale and the one comes out, you know?
Yeah.
And there's little things in between, like, what did your sister say and all that, but, like, overall, it's supposed to be sort of an intriguing one-minute thing.
I think it's very unique, so people are going to be like, wait, what's up with this? And, you know, hopefully they'll be interested in it at that point.
Yeah, so any final thoughts? Say now or forever hold your peace.
Overall, just solid trailer. I mean, what I'm looking forward to now is, I mean, the first trailer was released in November.
Mm-hmm.
And this one's released in February, so it's kind of a gap between those. So hopefully we'll be getting some more trailers more often now. Even, like, the 30-second, like, TV trailer.
Yeah, I was going to ask you guys about this. Do you think that this is the last theatrical trailer?
I think so, yeah.
That's so depressing.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, that means we're closer to the movie. We're under 50 days away. So it's like, what else are they really going to give us other than a ton of pictures,
that's
which
true,
they already
did? I mean, I guess we're so close, it doesn't really matter at this point. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, also, I just want to talk about some other information that was released around the same time the trailer was released. First of all, it's officially rated PG-13, so no surprise there. Yep, so that's good. But the official runtime has been confirmed at 117 minutes.
I like that.
You like that, okay. Yeah. Explain your... I mean, it's just under 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because as much as I'd love a 2.5 hour epic, I mean, that's not really marketable. I mean, it's longer than 90 minutes, and that's the bare minimum for a movie, so... But it's not over 2 hours, so I think... This is just me speculating, but I think this is a good time for the happy medium between including enough for the fans to like and not making sure that people dragged there against their will won't get bored out of their minds if they're bored in this movie somehow.
Well, see, I don't know, because I think when I first saw it, I'm like, that's sort of short, because it's less than 2 hours. I mean, you know, it seems kind of short to me, but... Mm-hmm. I think with the pacing in this story that's so fast, you know, when you read the book, everything is just a blur. It's like, maybe they do have to go short. I mean, like, I trust Gary Ross at this point. Like, if it has to be that short, you know, it's probably going to be fine. But
right.
What do you guys think? Too long? Everybody else? Too long? Too short?
I don't know. I mean, maybe a little bit too short, I think. I mean, like, if you go to, like, the Harry Potter movies, like, Goblet of Fire was, like, almost 3 hours. And that kept attention, and that was all about, like fighting or whatever. So when you have, like, the Hunger Games, it's still kind of, like, maybe a little bit longer. Maybe, like, at least 2 hours. Maybe 2 hours and 10 minutes or something.
Well,
I mean, the last Harry Potter was about I think, 120 minutes. So it was, like, about the same time. And I think that was okay. And the Hunger Games is shorter. Also, and it's a lot more fast-paced.
Much shorter, yeah.
But do you think that they're going to end up cutting more out because they're aiming for this, or they didn't aim, they already got it, but like 2 hour time limit kind of thing, that if they went for 2.5 hours, they could include more storylines or even add storylines that Suzanne Collins came up with?
I see. Okay, so they've already told us that they've cut out more things and added more things. I think it's really just too early to say. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that, like, they might be saving, like, adding extra storylines and stuff like that for this, you know, unknown fourth movie that they supposedly are making, you know, this thing.
Right, yeah.
So maybe they're just saving all that stuff for whatever that is, whichever book it is that they're splitting.
We do know that, like, they've written new stuff for this, new scenes, but I'm not sure if, like, there's going to be new plots or anything.
Right.
Anything, like, really huge.
Well, I mean, here's a bit of perspective. The King's Speech, which won the Oscar last year, was 118 minutes, so just 1 minute longer. I mean, I've seen it. It's one of my favorite movies. It was a pretty darn complete movie, so, I mean...
I'm sure they'll do it fine. I think it should be fine.
But here's the question. Is this with or without credits? Because
that's true.
Credits can be, like, up to 10, 15 minutes sometimes with some movies.
Really?
I've watched movies where it was, like, 10-minute long credits, and so...
You've watched the whole credits?
No. Well, I don't, like, watch them intently, but, you know, I have them on the background.
For the social network. My grandma likes to stay and wait for the credits to end before she actually leaves the theater. And...
There you go. Grandma Grisanti will be able to tell us.
Well, always, like, because there's always some sort, like, whenever we go to a movie, there's always some sort of, like, end slate in the credits, or she wants to see who played who or whatever, so she'll be, like, standing there just waiting for something to happen.
That's awesome. Yeah, any final thoughts?
It was cool.
I guess not. So thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to visit RebellionRadioPodcast.com for me, Alex, Elena, and April, and NightLogPodcast.com has Kira and Matt. Please check out those two websites. We are both cool podcasts. And email us about this joint episode and tell us what you think. If you want more joint episodes, less joint episodes, whatever you want.
What you want us to talk about on the joint episodes after all these trailers are done with.
Yeah, if you want us to do more after the trailers are done, that would be something we want to hear about. So, thanks everyone for listening. I'm Hurley Commons.
I'm Alex Bolova.
I'm Elena Thomas.
I'm April Grisanti.
And I'm Kira.
And I'm Matt. Thanks everyone for listening. See you next week.
Awkward.
Oh, we don't have an ending for
oh,
Night
well.
Rebels.
The rebels in the night.
Kira, what's the ending from Nightlock?
You could say I recommend that you, and then have your ending in. What's your ending again? It's like, what is it? Defeat the capital.
Our ending is like defeat the capital of something something.
You even remember it.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's all in the outline.
Gosh.
No, but we could like, wait. But here, like, what? So Nightlock has I recommend. Like, I want to meld them together.
Yeah. Well, on Nightlock,
what if we did like
for the endings, we recommend a book. Okay. For Nightlock, at the end, we recommend a book that fans of the Hunger Games would like. So that's kind of out there.
Right, but, like, how do you, like, what's the last thing you say? Like, do you just say, I recommend this, and it's just done?
Yeah, like, I'm here, and I recommend Harry Potter, and then we, like, say bye, and then end. Somehow it's not awkward for us, I don't know.
What if it's, like, we are the Night Rebels, and we recommend fighting the Capitol and joining the Rebellion, or whatever our ending is.
I think that would work.
Or we could just leave it at the same awkwardness it is and then have this...
You should have this long, awkward silence just to make it funny.
We should be like, thanks for listening, and then Kira can say, I'm Kira, and then and just be like... And then we just cut straight to the music.
Yeah, that's how most podcasters do it.
And I'm sorry, if you've heard weird sounds coming from this mic, I'm eating my dinner right now.
Oh my gosh. All right. Seconds 0 to 01, we see the wonderful, as always, preview banner.
It's so green.
I like the colors again. It's nice. I got in there.
I think it symbolizes the fact that the Hunger Games will take place in a forest since it's green.
Oh, stab.
Good analysis.
Didn't we say that
last analysis episode?
I don't remember.
Alright, so that lasts for like 5 seconds. Alright.
Yeah, it lasted a really long time. I was, like, waiting for it to turn, and I was like, wow, this is a really long green warned.
A rappelling down.
What's right, the center building thingy? What do you think that is? Just
the center building?
Yeah, like,
poking
in
up a little bit?
Is it the thing on the island, or whatever you want to call it? I don't know.
I think it's just buildings.
Well,
right?
No. Obviously, around it, there's all these buildings, but there's, like, you know, that one in the center that's in that... In the middle of the lake, right, or whatever it is? Like, what do you think it is?
In the middle of the... Wait,
yeah, what
are you
talking
about?
Timestamp 39.
Yeah.
39.
Yeah, is there, like...
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. Oh, okay. I was rewinding on the last shot. Like, where is this thing? Oh, right, okay. Oh, now I get you. Okay, yeah.
Oh.
I have no clue. It looks like... I kept going back from 35 to 37.
Doing.
I'm like...
After that, I'd like to point out... I know we've seen this footage before, and I may have made this point already, but when the tributes are running, like, in the cornucopia and stuff, you look into the background, you can definitely see the lake.
Yeah, you said that last time.
Ah, darn it.
It's okay.
I need to start re-listening to these podcasts. Anyways.
You should.